It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
We're The Insiders. So, Scott, how is it that the longest-serving speaker in Wisconsin's history is being recalled and will probably face a primary in the fall election? What's up? What's happened?
Well, I'm thinking that the recall is likely to fall short. It looks like it on the signatures, but there was a marriage of convenience here between the folks in the Trump campaign who were furious with Robin Voss and Voss's decision to announce that he would not be supporting the president in the primary. And though he would end up supporting the Republican nominee, whoever it was, in the general election. There are some folks in the Trump campaign who have a thing about Robin, and they were willing to spend some money and some effort, but they're not from Wisconsin. I mean, there was a local group who started this, but it was overtaken very quickly by out-of-state people. The money came from out-of-state. Most of the people who collected the signatures came from out-of-state, which is part of the reason it looks like they're short. They were wandering all over collecting signatures, even in Waukesha County. They had people who probably were ineligible to collect signatures, out collecting signatures. So there's a lot of reasons that they didn't get the signatures they needed, even when somebody was paying them $20-$25 a pop. The fascinating marriage of convenience here, though, was the Trump folks and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. They have spent money again and again trying to defeat Robin Voss. They spent $1 million a couple of cycles ago. And then last time, the Trump people tried to defeat him in the Republican primary. And now the two came together to try to get him recalled, but it looks like they're going to be short. So he's survived again. But that's got to be an unusual coalition to have pushed back on the former president of the United States and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, both who have resources, a lot of resources.
This is a really odd thing. First of all, just because Robin Voss gets beaten in recall does not mean that he can't run for re-election. And that election is going to take place because as a practical matter, in that seat, that race is over in August. So you're literally going to have a recall, and then the re-election is going to, now, yeah, he loses some salary, but I don't think Robin cares. He's got successful businesses. That's not, you know, that's not what it's about. So what I'm trying to think of here, if there's no strategic plan, okay, maybe they just do that. If they just want to mess with them, maybe they do. But I try to think, okay, are there more strategic thinkers in the process? And the only thing that I can get out of this, are they using the recall as an opportunity to have a longer period of time to collect signatures of people they know will be against Robin Voss that they can maybe then use in the election in August to defeat him for the fall election? That's the only thing that I can think of that makes sense. Otherwise, this doesn't make sense. And it is clearly driven by the Republicans. Okay, let's put that aside for a second. The bigger question here is, what the heck is going on in the Republican Party? And this is what shows you the danger zone that we're in a democracy. Robin Voss does everything the Republicans want. In fact, he does more than most Republicans because he doesn't even take the federal health care money that's available to all of us. He's about as ideologically conservative as you can get. He's doing all the right things as far as they're concerned. Stupid stuff, in my view, and you know, Barry Goldwater and before, you know, but you know, stuff that he's doing. But why would that be? And it's because Trump is not just the Republican. He controls the party, but he is a right-wing crazy guy who will, in my view, take away democracy if he is elected. And the fact that he is fighting with Robin Voss, and by the way, there's a lot of these fights that go on in both parties, and it's behind the scenes, and you'll hear somebody mumble, but they don't do this kind of thing. And even though I, as you can tell from all of my comments in this thing, I am not a Robin Voss fan, not at all. I am the farthest thing from it. I respect the fact that he's a strong legislative leader. But beyond that, my support for Robin Voss is not there, non-existent. And yet, I see Robin Voss as the right side on this versus Donald Trump, who is an evil that threatens our democracy. However much I disagree with Robin Voss, at the end of the day, I don't think, and the reason that he's being fought here so hard is because he would not go down the full election denial cycle after he hired a guy, Gableman, who found that there would find any legitimate reason to say there was an election. I don't think that Robin Voss is an election denier. And that is the baseline that we all have to start with. Donald Trump doesn't start. And the fact that they can possibly have a shot at taking out this speaker is a scary thing for our democracy and should be a cautionary tale to Republicans about what might happen if this man gets in.
I think you're making a mistake, Chuck, by trying to look for an ideological distinction here. It's not. It's a matter of personal loyalty, right? The president of the United States feels that Robin Voss didn't do what he wanted him to do, and he's going to get him, or people around him are going to get him. And the Democratic Party, they just want to get rid of Robin Voss. They'd like to, if they can't get rid of him, they want to distract him. So in the time in which Robin Voss should be out there recruiting candidates to fill in seats all over the state, he was worried about his recall election, rightfully so. So there, for them, this is about chaos, distracting the speaker, getting him off track if they can. And for the for some wayward souls in the Trump campaign, those and they clearly aren't like the insiders. We got the Mike the Pillow guy is like the leader of this effort. So you know, I'm not sure that there was anybody with any real clout from the Trump campaign who was involved in trying to get this done. But it's we have substituted sometimes in the Republican Party now ideological credentials for loyalty credentials, and I think that's a mistake. We're the conservative party. We're the center-right party, and we should be trying to welcome everybody who agrees with that, not administering some sort of loyalty test with regards to Donald Trump. Because if we're only going to get the votes that Donald Trump gets, well, we're not going to do very well here in Wisconsin for a lot of different races. I mean, he may win again in 2024 by a narrow margin because he won once by less than 1%. He lost once by about 1%. So it's not going to be a landslide. The reason we hang on to the legislature is that our legislative candidates do better than President Trump, whether it's the state Senate, the state House, or Congress. They all do better than he does here.
I think a lot of what you say there, Scott, is true. But here's the key thing that I think you and I have a disconnect between us on. And that is, it is about personal loyalty to Trump, but it's what is the reason? And there's one reason in the Robin Voss case. It was election denial. Robin Voss, even though he went and hired some people and spent $1 million to go after that issue, at the end of the day, he was not willing to say to Trump, I will overthrow the election. That is the litmus standard that Trump is using. And by the way, if he gets in, hear me now, believe me later, he will require that loyalty from everyone in Congress, his vice president, the U.S. Senate. And that means that whether he runs or he has his son run, he will not let an election where they lose come to occur. And I think, Robin, what people are missing is that this thing with Robin Voss is the canary in the coal mine that tells you he will, as Bill Maher says, he will never leave. He will never leave voluntarily. And he is pointing at Robin Voss and saying, you want to fight me on this? I don't care if you're the Speaker of the Assembly. I don't care if you're a Supreme Court Justice. I will take you down. And that is a dangerous man to have running for office.
I think both parties right now face serious challenges within themselves relative to their nominees for president. And it's causing cross currents and conflicts throughout both parties. And we're going to see that play out here in Wisconsin, who will be center stage for the next set of elections.
And my final thing would be, Scott, but one is an election denier who will never give up power. And one has other problems. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.